Good evening, Quaker Nation. I hope today finds you well. Today caps off a great week of work and preparation and collaboration with the local health department to prepare for this school year. We are ready. We are ready to embrace this challenge, to have a responsible restart, so we can have a great school year for your children, for our community, and for our staff. So the goal of this week's update is to go over the plan, a quick summary of the plan, answer some of the common questions that I've been getting this week, and to give you an update on the first week of school and how we plan to open the school year off. So with our plan, we have two options for you as a family. You can either choose the in-person option or the virtual academy. The virtual academy option, that is 100% virtual. You need to decide that by August, the week of August 3rd. August 3rd through the 10th will be the time where you can choose to enroll or register your child into our virtual academy option. We're asking that you make 9-week commitments. So if you want to start your child in the virtual academy, that week of August 3rd is when the enrollment would occur. However, you choose the in-person option, we are ready to adjust and adapt to whatever the situation is with COVID. So we have to have different levels and plans with that option ready to adjust to the situation. So we have plan A, B, and C. And those plans are tied to the county risk levels. Under all of the plans, your child will have a Chromebook. All children will be given their Chromebook K through 12 to utilize for at home and in school learning. It'll enhance that process. So here is the crosswalk with regards to the county risk levels for COVID and how that connects to our plan. So if you're choosing that in-person plan, you can see there that under yellow and orange, we're operating under plan A. If we have our risk level 3 or red, then we will move to plan B, that modified schedule. For most children, that would mean 2 days in school, in-person learning, and 3 days remote learning each week. If we move to level 4 or purple, then all students would be learning remotely. There are other factors though that may cause us to move from, even if we are at yellow, we may need to move to plan B because of based on consultation with the health department or other internal factors that point to us the safest thing is to move to a more a risk mitigating plan, a more strict plan, plan B or C. So the first week of school, as long as we're not at risk level purple, we will operate under this phase plan that you see. The purpose of this phase plan is so we have fewer students at school, so we can help them adjust to the plan, adjust to the new protocols and precautions, and help to build relationships. So that first week we'll focus on making sure they get all their supplies like their Chromebook and all the materials that they will need, but also heavily focus on that social emotional piece, on the relationships with each other and with the staff, as well as practicing our safety protocols and just the new day-to-day operations under this COVID situation. And that way they can become familiar with all of it and we can make any adjustments that need to happen. And we feel that that's better if we have less students in, it'll make that acclimation process better. Some people maybe in like the restaurant business might call that soft opening. So that's what we're doing, we're phasing this in. So that's the first week as you see there. However, the following week after Labor Day, we'll return and operate under the plan as associated with the COVID emergency risk levels by the county, plan A, B, or C, depending on the risk level we are at with the county. Under all of our plans, we are heavily focused on all the precautions and protocols to keep everybody safe, students, staff, and the community at large. So heavily focused on ensuring the first distance that we can, all of the cleaning and sanitizing and disinfecting protocols that we can put in place of frequently cleaning all touch points, restrooms, deep cleaning every single day, and cleaning between uses of anything that goes on between students, changing seats or anything like that. We also are encouraging hand washing and good hygiene, as well as that health safety check or screening before you leave home and come to school every day. Also, We have, as you see there on the top left, we are getting barriers in place, so at desks, to be able to help protect and add, have an extra layer of precaution for all of our students. Also, we are following the mask policies of the health department. And so as of today, if we were operating today, all students would be required to wear a mask as the mask order that we are under with the state of Ohio at this time. And so we will always follow the guidance of our health department in all of those protocols. There is more information on our website. We're updating our website nearly daily with more information. So please take a look at our website and you can find more updates there and more information and more details of our plan. And again, it's getting updated continually. Thank you for your understanding, your patience, and your support throughout this time. Our approach and our work with our students will dictate everything. That positive approach, that proactive approach, and just embracing this challenge together. United, we will come through this, and we know that we will have a brighter future, and we know we'll be stronger and better for going through this time in this situation. Thank you for embracing this challenge with us. Have a great week.